On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
From music, stage and screen have joined forces with the Duke of Cambridge for a special broadcast on KMFM to mark the start of Mental Health Awareness Week. The Mental Health Minute, which was simultaneously broadcast on hundreds of stations across the UK earlier, was all about urging us to stop and think about the help people may need. Prince William was joined by Katy Perry, Stephen Fry, Alicia Dixon and Jamila Jamil.
I'm someone who has struggled throughout my life with my mental health, especially when I was younger, and I grew up around a lot of people who were also struggling with their mental health.
Meantime, a Kent Olympian who took a year away from the sport to deal with depression says it's vital young people know how to deal with their mental health. Jack Green stepped away from athletics after London 2012. The 400-metre hurdler is now hoping to qualify for his third Games and regularly speaks about the troubles he's overcome.
It's not a case of let's get rid of mental health. That's not going to happen. Everyone has mental health, whether it's good or poor. It's just a case of here are some tips and here's some tools and in your armoury to kind of deal with that. And if we can educate that from a young age, that'd be fantastic.
Follow KMFM News on Twitter to hear the Mental Health Minute and find where to get support.
KMFM News.
An appearance on the Jeremy Kyle Show by former Kent resident Daniela Westbrook has been delayed after the show was suspended. ITV says it's been taken off air after a participant died a week after appearing on it, and they're currently reviewing the episode. The former EastEnders actress has previously been on the show to talk about her addiction issues and accepted the offer of a 10-week rehab programme. Sheffield Wednesday's former club secretary Graham Mackerell has been fined for breaching health and safety rules on the day of the Hillsborough disaster. 96 Liverpool fans died as a result of a crush at the Sheffield club's ground during an FA Cup semi-final in 1989. The 69-year-old will have to pay £6,500 as well as another £5,000 in costs. Sky's Tom Parmenter is at Preston Crown Court.
Among those relatives who are sat in court here in Preston today, livid would probably be one of the most accurate descriptions you could have as to their feelings about the level of that fine. One of them equated it to £67.70 per victim.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Kent MP has written to the Justice Secretary calling for a murderer not to be released. Patrick Mackay, who grew up in Dartford, is Britain's longest-serving prisoner, was convicted of killing 11 people in the 1970s, including a vicar from Shorne. It's understood he's now changed his name and is already in an open prison. Gareth Johnson is very concerned at the thought of him being freed.
He is believed to be involved in anywhere up to 13 different killings. He confessed to 11, but then retracted those confessions and ultimately was convicted of 3 manslaughters. One of the things I want to establish, and I've asked the Secretary of State for Justice to confirm this, is to what kind of investigation has taken place into those outstanding killings. Has there been any real investigation since the 1970s into those matters? Should he not be brought back before the courts and tried for those with any advancements in technology that we have now that we didn't have in the 1970s? We've got to ensure that those victims also received justice, as well as the 3 that he was convicted for.
You can also watch a report on that story on KMTV tonight from 5:30. And a search is underway for a teenager who's gone missing from Medway. Jessica Bitmead was last seen at about 8 on Saturday night and is known to frequently travel to London and Essex by train. You can see a picture of the 17-year-old at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Showbiz.
Killing Eve was the big winner at the TV BAFTAs last night, winning 3 awards. Jodie Comer, who plays assassin Villanelle, was named Best Actress, beating co-star Sandra Oh, and she dedicated the award to her grandmother.
She never got to see Villanelle, but she was the life and soul of everything, and when she was here, she'd say to me, "You get it off me, you know." And I just want to stand up here tonight and say, Nana Francis, she were absolutely right all along.
Best Actor went to Benedict Cumberbatch for Patrick Melrose, and Saloni Henry is going to be coming to Kent later this year as part of a UK tour. The comedian who started Comic Relief will include his experiences of school, family, friendships and racism in the act. He'll be coming to the Assembly Hall in Tunbridge Wells in November.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Ebbsfleet players and their families have gathered at the club's ground to to protest about unpaid wages. Last week, they issued a statement saying they still hadn't been paid for April. Fleet's MD has refuted the allegations, saying they're paying the salaries from overseas, which can result in a delay of funds. And Brighton have sacked manager Chris Hughton after they finished 17th in the Premier League. They survived by just 2 points after winning only three of their last 23 league games. His final match in charge was yesterday's 4-1 defeat to champions Man City. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.